Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, listen, you know, I don't know if you know what a crucible is, but in this time when you actually start fighting and you get in this ring and you're just, you know, doing the what was that? There was this movie that everybody talked about getting in a ring and fighting and something about that. What was it? Every guy talked about it. I don't know what it was, but it was like they got in and no, it wasn't Rocky. Thanks, though. It wasn't Rocky. No, it was. I mean, everyone.
We're not good at movies, but
Brett knew what it was.
Okay, but there was a fight here.
Yes, there was a fight, and it was a ring, and they would get in, they'd fight to the death in this ring. It's called a crucible.
Okay.
It's coming to you. I see it's coming.
Gladiator?
Yes, in Gladiator. That's exactly
Gladiator.
It. Thanks, okay. Sean. I appreciate that. That's how you. And so you're literally fighting, you know, and. You know, as a Christian, quite often in our present day society, we're so, you know, blessed in America that not everybody everywhere, but just I know that in America, that Americans can't imagine having to fight for your faith. But the truth is, it's happened since the beginning of time that there's a fighting that takes place. And if it's not a physical fighting, there's a spiritual fighting that takes place. And for understand, Cindy Jacobs is prophesying about this is the time of the crucible where you got to begin to fight and don't not fight, right? If you know, how many people, John, that says, you know, this must not be God because it got difficult, right? Have you ever seen that?
Too many times.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, no, don't give up. Don't blame God. Just do what he told you to do, you know, and be encouraged. But it's not a sign that God's not in it.
Well, he said, in this life you will have troubles. And we're in
But cheer up. Because I've overcome the world.
And when you think about it, that, you know, it's a battle for the soul of men. Your soul, God loves you, and he's going to fight for you.
Yeah.
And Satan wants to destroy you, and he's going to fight for your soul. Mm-hmm. And you have to make up your mind. You get in that fight, you know, what are you going to do? And you got to fight. What you think about your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel, that part of you that needs to be renewed.
But there's something about the fight, too, that when you're training for a fight and you're preparing for the fight, you become so single-focused. Right. A lot of the things that were at your feet and things that you thought were important are no longer important because you're focusing on survival, you're focusing on winning, and you're focusing on making it. And sometimes it's in the process of that fight that we get to realize the significance of purpose, what we're doing, what moments of clarity.
Yeah.
That you'll never get at any other time.
I remember in the sheriff's department when I was a deputy that, you know, you're having a bad day, things are happening, whatever, you know, your typical type of life. And then all of a sudden, I get into a situation where I'm having to make an arrest or you're fighting for your life in that arrest, right? And so, I mean, everything gets clear at that one particular moment, you know? Mm. And once that's said and done, it's like all your problems are going away. Now you know, I'm just glad to be here.
To be alive.
The birds are singing, the sky's blue, you know, and he's in jail.
Perspective, huh?
Yeah, and so, but you know, understanding with the Christian walk, because I think there's a lot of people listening to us right now that don't understand that sometimes you have to fight for your relationship, you have to fight for your children, you have to fight for your faith, you have to fight for your country, you have to fight, that you have to fight. Things didn't just get this way without somebody putting up a fight. And sometimes it's not that you're causing a fight, you're fighting in defense of what is yours, what's the defense of what's the nation's, what is defense of your faith. And something's wanting to come in and take that. And when I think about this word, you know, we're in that time of the crucible. I can relate to it. I can sense it.
Sure.
But I also see light on the other side because God's given us dreams and visions, and God has so many good things in store. But I want you to hear Cindy Jacobs here. She's show she's on. She's actually Jim Baker's show. And don't understand that Jesus endured the cross for the joys on the other side of the cross, which means there was some difficult times that he had to go through, even though he was a son. He learned obedience from what he suffered. With loud cries and petitions, he cried out to the one who could save him from death. And it's like, so that is that time of proving and testing. And believe me, on the other side of the thing is good. But let's hear what Cindy Jacobs had to say specifically prophetically about we're in that time of the crucible.
At this moment, you know, the prophetic timetable is, you know, clicking, you know what I mean? And definitely we're in a countdown. But the point is, This is the greatest day for the church to shine that we have ever known in, you know, modern day history, at least.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Satan wants to cause us to stop and move back. So the heavens are real violent. I mean, we could just say, oh my goodness, there's so much warfare in the heavens. But as a prophet, I don't prophesy what is there. I prophesy from heaven down. In other words, we have the power, we have the authority, we have the solutions. We are feeling this crucible. That's one of the words of the Lord God gave me is, we're in a crucible season. Mm. And the fire is very, very hot right now. I mean, it, you know, it's like, but we have to understand, the Bible talks about when we're persecuted, when these tough times come, that what's going to happen is it's going to burn up the wood, hay, and stubble in our life. Those things that where we need to refocus, God will cause us to focus. It's like in a whirlwind, when things are swirling and swirling and swirling, what happens is things get taken up. Mm. But it's up to us to say how it's going to be put down. Many of you are in the crucible right now, and the fire is so hot. There is a lot of spiritual warfare,
yeah.
But it's up to you to take the word of God and determine the course of your life. All right? This is a test. I want you to pass this test. You know, there's things Satan's doing, but there's things God's doing. Because some of you are just on the verge of promotion. It's like you, Jim and Lori, and Ricky and Mondo. I mean, this show is just on the verge of the greatest season. And this ministry is on the greatest season you have ever, ever been in. But yet, the enemy is putting the fire. Why is he putting the fire? To discourage your soul, right?
Yes.
So you'll get so down. But the word of the Lord says the only things that will be burned up are the wood, hay, and stubble. Those things that are ancillary, those things that maybe you say that wasn't the important thing, or our attitudes that need readjustment. You know, we need attitude corrections. And so don't listen to what the accuser is saying. The accuser is saying you're going to lose it. You're going down. Everything's going to be gone. Your life is over. You're getting old, you know, getting kind of creaky or whatever it is, you know, whatever that is. But if you listen to that, you know, what you're saying might be accurate. You see, but what you're doing is prophesying what Satan says and not what God says about your life.
Right.
I mean, God says that we will live a supernatural, abundant life. God says we're overcomers. God says we're going to triumph. And so I just want to say that this crucible season, this fiery season, is also a test because many are called and few chosen. Who is God going to use for this great end time harvest?
Yes.
Who is God going to use to provide for people when they don't have? Who's going to help stop poverty? Who's going to do these things? Well, I say me.
Right.
And I say you. And yeah. I say it's going to be
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen? You know, don't say what the devil says. You look at that situation in your life. You begin to decree over it. You begin to say the truth. Because Satan moves on fear and God moves on faith.
Satan moves on fear and God moves on faith. Mm. This is so important because, you know, at a time like this, when you're going through the crucible and you're going through that time of testing, your mind is no good. Your mind is saying everything it shouldn't say. What's, you know, your soul,
yeah.
what you think is messed up, what you feel is messed up, what you think, want, and feel is just all over the place. But you know what? That your soul needs to be renewed.
Yeah.
It's what your faith is that you can begin, even though your brain thinks you're crazy, when you're sitting here going, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to yeah. work out. My God's got my back. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head, not the tail. God's got a plan for me. He gave me a dream way back when, told me I'm going to be a part of my future. I ain't got there yet, so it's going to be good,
right? If God is for me, who could be against me?
Yes.
You know, God's favor surrounds me like a shield, you know,
right.
because
right.
the gracious hand of the Lord is upon me.
Right.
The King will grant my request. You got to start confessing these things, declaring these things.
And you're not lying.
No.
If you're in agreement with God. Actually, when lying is when we're getting in agreement with Satan saying
that's
about
right.
us. But God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, We're going to see firsthand where Paul was talking to the church of Corinth, and he was saying very specifically, this is going to come. And it's important because there's a lot of things that we do, you know, it's a good idea, but it wasn't a God idea.
That's right.
You know, and I said a long time ago, I'm too tired for hay, wood, and stubble. Let it burn, you know, whatever
burn
it is.
Yeah.
But we're really surprised to find out what that is. So make sure you join us after the break. We're going to talk about this, but be sure to comment below. We want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com to share with us your thoughts. Are you going through that crucible, that time of testing? You know, we want to be able to pray with you. The community wants to be able to pray with you. Don't forget to post below, or you can write to us. Welcome back. We were talking about the crucible. I mean, can you imagine having to physically go? I mean, people are today. People are having to fight for their faith. They're having to stand up in just rings of, we saw what happened with ISIS and things
rings
were happening.
Rings of fire. I mean, really.
Yeah, the fire. And like Daniel in the lion's den. And you know, America has been really, really blessed. And it was going in a direction that would have been even a hotter crucible. But we have people right now that they don't like the direction of America. They don't like the direction that the world's going, which is in a more of a light direction than a dark direction. But the time of testing is coming. You know, we've been told again and again it's going to come.
It's almost like it's here, but it's going to get intensified. You know,
yeah, you got to know.
And the fire reveals what's there.
And you need to know what you believe in.
Yeah.
You know, it's time. It's very important. You know, to know the truth. A lot of people, they get hooked on something. They think, I'll die for that, and they don't even know what that attaches to. And what it is, it could be religion, it could be something, but a personal relationship. How many people, John, have probably, you know, given their life up for something they believed in that wasn't true? What was the one particular evangelist he said, you know, I wish I could find 10 people that would read the Bible for every you know, 90 people that would die for it. And it's like, you're dying for, you haven't even read it.
Don't even know it.
Don't even know it. And it's like, it's important to understand, you know, especially where we're going, because I think there is going to be like a filtering and the pressure is coming on. And when you're under pressure, you find out who you are.
Finds out who you are, for
sure. I've been surprised quite often. Have you been surprised?
I've been very surprised.
I've been very surprised. Not as surprised as Isaiah. Yeah, right? Yeah. I was definitely surprised, right?
It takes the grace of God. One thing that Cindy was talking about, which we believe, is that you need to be grounded in the Word of God.
Right.
Because when your mind's being attacked and you're shattered and you're going through all these different things, you need to anchor on the Lord. You need to anchor on what God is saying.
And not only that, your life could end during the fight. So before you get in the fight, you want to know that you're fighting the good fight of faith, that you got faith in Jesus Christ. And one way that you can do that is through Vine Fellowship Network's discipleship called Emmaus Road. You can see the details right there on your screen. But you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, look at Hello Church, and you see the drop down there, and you see, you know, Emmaus Road. And Jesus said, go make disciples of the nations. Those who follow my teachings are truly my disciples. Then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then what you're fighting for is something you actually know what you're fighting for. And that's so, so very important. But the testing, what did Paul write, John, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Because he's writing a letter to the church saying, listen, the time of the crucible is coming, right?
He said, now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it.
So he's talking about the foundation of Jesus Christ. Like, if you start building other stuff on top of that.
That's right.
Okay.
Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward.
This is important because, so the fire is not your enemy. It's your refiner.
Yeah, it's your friend.
It's your friend because of the dross. You know, when you do silver and you want to get all the stuff out of the silver, out of the gold, they heat it up. They actually heat it up, and then all the dross
comes to the top.
And then they scrape it off. And that's what, you know.
What remains is pure. What remains is valuable.
Right, right. Yeah. And he goes on to say here,
if anyone's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through the fire.
Well, I just want to encourage you right now, you know, is maybe you're going through a time like that and you haven't, you will, or maybe you did. I want you to share it. Share about it down below. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And there's something empowering when you share that because, you know, we always feel like we're the only ones going through something. But when you find out someone else has been through the very same thing, you start thinking, if he made it through, if she made it through, then I can make it through, right?
Yeah, I often think about it. You're almost in three stages. You've either gone out of a trial, you know, you're about to go into a trial, you just made it through.
Right.
And so whatever season, like you said, you find yourself in, trust the Lord, because God's allowing it, you know, everything's Father filtered, He's allowing it, He's revealing it to heal it, and it's this fire and this purging that's gonna bring you more refined to this next place. And like you said, it's a test, it's a preparation to be able to handle what's coming.
And so many people are worried about losing things and reputation and all that, but Jesus made Himself of no reputation. So don't panic about what may be getting lost in the fire. You know, be concerned about whether your soul will be lost. And that you know, what you want to do is you want to make it. That it truly, there's an eternal life with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And this life is a time of testing, a time of proving, a time of being fruitful, you know, walking out our relationship. And so that's what you're really doing. It's for the audience of one. And so, you know, you may go through something and somebody else just like you goes through it, and it costs them two, but it's going to cost you 10. Hmm. Don't compare your cost. Don't compare your trial. Just survive your trial.
That's right.
Because on the other side of it, and I think this too, I noticed that the bigger the work, the longer the test, the deeper the test, the deeper the struggle, because God has to do a character work. And character is the integrity, if you would, is the courage to meet the demands of reality. Well, you're not born with integrity. You learn that over through the crucible of life.
It's forged,
right.
It is hammered out. It is chiseled out.
Right.
But what you have in the end is good, you know, if you endure it.
Yeah, you want to endure. Those who endure to the end will have eternal life.
Yeah.
And you'll hear that
How many
much.
People jump out of the fire? How many people jump out of the crucible? How many, you know.
That was hot. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I won't do that again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Your marriage only lasted for an hour. Give it a second. Yeah. Give it a second. I remember one particular situation, I was telling somebody who was about to get married, and they were telling me how they knew everything about marriage. It was somebody else. And so, first, we'll go to a break here. But, you know, in that, I told the person, listen, you need to go through some premarital counseling and work through, because you want to set people up, because they're going to go through the fire. They're going to go through the times of testing. And he's like, no, I don't need that. And so he gets married, and listen, he gets married. He's been married 24 hours. Now I'm ministering somewhere, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. He calls me up, and I'm busy doing what I'm doing. And I have this cell phone on my shoulder while I'm doing what I'm doing. And he's talking to me. He said, am I really married? I'm like, no, you're really married. You're married now. He said, she's following me. I'm like, she's your wife. And the thing about it is, he was so not prepared for any difficulty. Within 24 hours, he's wanting to get out of the fire. And there's nothing like relationships. It don't have to be marriage. It could be children.
Yeah.
It could be parents. It could be siblings.
Roommates.
It could be roommates. Because when we get close to people, we got to choose, are we going to die to ourselves? Are we going to consider the other person over ourselves? Are we going to die to our own wants and desires to allow for the common good of that relationship? Jesus said, you know, greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friend.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.